How are we doing, guys?
Finally good to get into a game or what?
Yeah, it's fun being out there. It's a, sitting on the sideline like last week isn't nearly as fun. So getting out there and getting a chance to play a little bit is great. It's a great experience for me and fun to be out there with my teammates. So I enjoyed it.
What happened on the touchdown pass and what happened on the interception? Start with the interception first.
It's just miscommunication. So, it happens, and I'm glad it happens in the preseason. So, that's one thing about offense football is all 11 guys have to be on the same page. So, those are the things we're all trying to work to correct. And on the touchdown, the more positive side is KT made a great catch. So, I got so much confidence in him and what he's been able to do and continue to achieve for us. It's been great. So, hopefully there'll be a lot more of those.
When you look at the four guys, we went four lives early. It was Amendola, Edelman, LaFell, and Tompkins. Each of the two are paired up as similar, but they do have unique abilities. Is it when you go up, you must say, okay, I can get a matchup with any of these guys at level?
Yeah, they all have some different skill sets to allow them to get open in different ways. So, we haven't done a lot of that this year, but I think all the skill guys are going to have to play a big part of our team this year. This isn't, it's not just going to be one group out there all game. Everyone who is out there is going to have to contribute. Everyone who's on the roster is at the game is going to have to contribute. So it was great to see all those guys in there all making plays. And, it's just the way it needs to continue to be for us. It was good. Yeah, the time of possession was good. The first quarter, we had the ball most of the first quarter, which is always great, especially at home. And, a lot of that is converting third down. So those are real critical points in winning the game. And it was good tonight to be able to do that. And score got kind of crazy there at the end, but I'm glad we came out and went in.
I like all the flyers.
I know there's a lot of them, so they stood up here in front of us and told us they were going to throw a lot of them, and they sure did. So who knows if it'll continue, but they're calling things pretty tight, and I think coach always says do business as business is being done. So if they're going to call it tight, then we got a few extra opportunities out of it. They got a few extra opportunities out of it. It's going to be who plays the smartest, I guess.
A touchdown pass to KT. Is that on both you guys? You get bump and run on the outside. Can that either go to the fade or is that fade stop that you call? Or is that on both you guys? He's got to read that.
Yeah, we're both reading it the same way. So I think a lot of it's us being on the same page. And, KT's really instinctive player. He's made a lot of those catches, especially in that corner of the end zone, over his first, year here. So
remind me a little bit of Deion. Kind of the backside, X guy,
the boundary. Yeah, a little different player than Deion, but, KT has a lot of strengths. There's no doubt about it. It's just for any young player, it's always just continuing to get better and make improvements. And that's every veteran player, too. That's everybody. We're always trying to get better. So really just becoming dependable and consistent for the team is what everyone's really trying to be.
Going back to the flags, does it make it hard to get a flow? I mean, you guys love running that up-tempo offense. Game stopped every other play. How hard is that for you?
Yeah, I think if they're going, if they're helping us, then I don't have any problem with it. I think when we keep going backwards, it's like, that happened to us a few times. We got ourselves out of long yardage situations on both drives that I was in there. And you're right. It's hard to overcome first and 25 or second and 25 or second and 20, whatever. And we found a way to do that tonight, but I don't think you want to really exist in that because it's impossible to be a good offense doing that. The percentages are so slim if you look over the course of the league of, teams that convert on second and 20s. And so I think penalties are normally drive killers. And, there's a lot of drives tonight that, we kind of got away with. But, I don't think that'll last too long.
I'd like to see a bunch of backs if you want to pick up the list of what they're doing tonight.
Yeah, they're all running hard and all finding ways to contribute. So they've all got opportunity and, it's great competition. It brings out the best in everybody. So it's only our second preseason game. We still got two more to go and we got a couple real strong weeks of practice we need. But every day it's just closer and closer to the opener. So we got to, use every day to the best, to use it the best way we can.
Not that you want to run interception, but when you do, it's almost a good thing that you get a chance to go right back out there and sort of, knowing that you're going to have a
limited workload tonight to just sort of get right back out and start working again?
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's great being right back out on the field. So I was just happy we were able to go down and score a touchdown. You know, we had a good drive there, going there to start the game, and then you know, I showed a little mental toughness, getting the touchdown there on the second drive. So that was great.
Tom, quick observations on Ryan and Jimmy. I know it's how do you think that each of them did tonight?
Yeah, they're very talented players, so it's fun for me to watch them. I see how hard they work in practice, so for them to get the opportunity, they both did a great job. So, you know, it's about doing the best you can on every play. It's making the right calls, making the right reads, making the right decisions, and, you know, we can always do better. It's certainly not a game of perfect, but it was good enough to win. Thanks, guys. See you later.